Boom, what's up? I'm tripping on Napoleon Hill. I read Think and Grow Rich years ago and it's great. I think I've read some of Successful to Possible, Positive Mental Attitude or something. Some other bits and pieces, but I never went deep on the law of success because it's just such a tome. It's so big, and I don't know why, honestly. But now I'm doing Law of Success. I read Outwitting the Devil recently. Law of Success is fantastic. It really lays it out. It's long as fuck, but it's worth it. And I came across this part, which I'm going to share in a sec. My friend Joe is like tripping on Law of Success. He read it 12 times in 2018 before he started his company, which is now doing, you know, multiple eight figures SaaS. It's incredible. So like kudos to him. I can see as I'm reading this, there's lots of pieces that I've personally missed that I'm going back on. But this one, when I was reading it, really stood out to me because isn't it something that I see as a leader? It's something that I see like how rare this habit is. And also on a societal level, and when you do show initiative and do more than you're being asked for, it's just like, it really pays off. It really, really pays off. So let me get into the story, into the clip here. So this is from chapter 4, I believe, or lesson 4, which is initiative and leadership. Lesson 5, actually. So it goes like this. So shows... one day I dictated the following motto, which I asked her to typewrite for me, which says, remember that your only limitation is the one that you set up in your own mind. And then goes on, as she, and he's asking his secretary to write that down, right? Or her stenographer. As she handed me the typewritten page back to me, she said, your motto has given me an idea that is going to be of value to both you and me. I told her I'm glad the incident made no particular impression on my mind, yada, yada, but I saw this change. She began to come back to the office after supper and performed service that she was neither paid for nor expected to perform. Without anyone telling her to do it, she began to bring to my desk letters that she had answered for me. She'd studied my style, and these letters were attended to as well as I could have done it, in some instances, much better. Anyone out there who's a boss, who's a leader, like, you know what I'm talking about here, right? If you have someone on your team who does this, like, how are you going to respond? You're going to be like, oh my fucking God, amazing. Like, do more, please. Like, what? How, can I give you more responsibility? Can I pay you more? Like, you want people like this and you want to reward them for it, right? All right, so let's go on here. She kept on this habit until my personal secretary resigned. When I began to look for someone to take his place, what was more natural than to turn to this young woman to fill the place? Before I had time to give her the position, she took it on her initiative. My personal mail began to come to my desk with a new secretary's name attached, and she was that secretary. On her own time, after hours, without additional pay, she had prepared herself for the best position on my staff. But that is not all. This young lady became so noticeably efficient that she began to attract the attention of others who offered her attractive positions, right? That's going to happen. Other people are going to notice. I've increased her salary many times, and she now receives a salary more than 4 times as large as the amount she received when she first went to work for me as an ordinary stenographer. And to tell you the truth, I'm helpless in the matter because she has made herself so valuable to me that I cannot get along without her. Yes, right? You know, if you're a boss, you know what I'm talking about. That is initiative transformed into practical, understandable terms. This chapter is about initiative. But then he goes on to say, I'd be remiss in my duties if I failed to direct your attention to an advantage other than a greatly increased salary that this young lady's initiative had brought her. It has developed in her a spirit of cheerfulness that brings her happiness, which most stenographers never know. Her work is not work. It is a great, interesting game at which she's playing. Even though she arrives at the office ahead of the regular stenographers and remain there long after they have watched their clock tick off 5 o'clock and quitting time, her hours are shorter by far than those of the other workers. Hours of labor do not drag on the hands of those who are happy at the work. Good stuff, guys. If you're young and you're trying to get into the workforce and trying to get a good job, trying to get ahead, like, this is what you want to do. This is the attitude. Always go the extra mile. Just like, do more than you're being asked to do. Take initiative. offer more value than you're being asked to do. Like, that will bring you ahead, right? Always go above and beyond for people. It will get noticed and you will be rewarded. There's just no other way. It will happen. If not your current employer, then some other employer. If not in one context, some in some other context, right? So keep doing more for people. Just keep going the distance. Keep adding more value, doing more than you're being asked for. Like, take stuff off the plate. I was watching a conversation with Pace Morby the other day. So he's like a famous real estate entrepreneur, investor guy. And he was talking about how his whole staff, it's like, the goal for his staff is, what can I take off Pace's plate today without him even asking for it? That's kind of the motto in the company, which is really cool. Something that's worth for you if you're running a company, having that be the thing on the team. How can I take stuff off of Calvin's plate, over your plate, without being asked to do it? And then learning to do it right. Like, what you'll see in here was, like, she had studied his style so that she could respond to the letters in the same style that he would do. That is the path, guys. So go do that. You cannot lose. You cannot lose with that.